Good afternoon. I'm going to call the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is 1:40 p.m. Tuesday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We are in the State Capitol Gruenberg Room, number 120. Present, we have Representative Parrish, Representative Rauscher, Representative Reinbold, and myself, Chair Tuck. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business. Couple housekeeping rules. Please silence your phone all the way down, take it off vibrate, and any other electronic devices that may affect our recording system. I also would like to thank Caitlin Ellis for our House Records for being here with us, and Ben Manley in the back, who is moderating the meeting. And then also want to recognize Kendra Kloster, the committee chair, committee staff to the committee. Committee 8. I keep forgetting who the real chair is. Today we have one bill on the calendar, House Bill 4, Military Facility Zones. This is the second hearing for House Bill 4. And please, Representative Thompson, if you don't mind joining us at the table for any further additional comments, discussions, or amendments. And I do want to say that we have been working with Representative Thompson on two amendments. And they should be there in front of you. Does anybody have any additional comments before we go to amendments? Okay, seeing none, I would like to move amendment number 1, which is 30-LS0094. I forget if that's a / or a / 8.2. All right, so this is page 1, line 1, following zones, just changing the effective date clause to be to take effect immediately. So I move amendment number 1. Hearing no objections, amendment number 1 is adopted. And next, I would like to move amendment number 2. 30-LS0094/8.3, and what this does is this removes any liability that the Military and Veterans Affairs may have regarding how the process was established in developing a military facility zone designation.
I object to amendment for discussion.
Okay, there's an objection, and I'll say again that this basically it's a simple amendment, but it's just making sure the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs may rely on the information provided by any municipality and won't be not held liable for any civil damages resulting from a military facility zone being established.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I apologize if in my brief absence this was discussed. I just wanted to ask the sponsor of the bill what his thoughts about Amendment 2 are.
I'm Steve Thompson, House Representative from House District 2, and through the Chair, Representative Sadler. This was actually brought to us by the JAG officers with the military. They wanted to make sure that they didn't have any possible liability in the future from misinformation that might come from the municipality when it is applying for a military facility zone. And this was also to comply with the same information that's going to be in the Senate version of this bill, so it will be the same as the Senate's. And this is a good move. I don't know if it's necessary because there are other places in the statutes where that they are held not liable for anything like this, but this will make it the same as the Senate's so that in the future when the two bills meet there won't be any differences. So yes, we are in favor of this. We brought it to the Chair, in fact.
Great. Thank you very much.
Representative Reinbold.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. This sounds like a decent bill. I do have a question. What about the municipalities? Have you talked to any mayors or assembly members or anything like that? Are they okay with this amendment?
Through the Chair, Representative Reinbold, yes. This change to the bill was actually brought to us by the Fairbanks North Star Borough so that they wouldn't have a big time lag in case that they have a project that suddenly arises that can take advantage of the items in a military facility zone, the advantages that can be there. And this is a good idea. So, yes, we have the backing of municipalities and boroughs.
Thank you.
Any further discussions on amendment number 2?
I remove my objection.
Objection has been removed. Is there any further objections? Hearing and seeing none, amendment number 2 is adopted. Representative Thompson, would you like to give us any closing comments?
Mr. Chairman, I just appreciate that the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee agreed to hear the bill, and I'm looking forward to it moving through the process after it leaves here.
Any further comments from committee members?
I would just, Mr. Chairman, yes. I would just say I was pleased to support this bill when it was first created, when military facility zones were brought before us, and was pleased to support it then in every iteration, and pleased to see it come back now. And I, again, hope this can move over the top, meet in the middle, whichever the best bill is. There'll be identical bills, whichever one can make it to full passage and implementation. Will be good for the state's economy, will be good for the military mission in Alaska, and I don't think there's a downside. So I'm glad to support it.
Thank you very much, Representative Sadler. Representative Rofscher.
Thank you, through the chair. Representative, I just appreciate you bringing this forward, recognizing the need, and following through with the work you've done and the information you provided us and the testimony you've given us, and I really appreciate it. I look forward to passing it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, any further questions, discussions? So what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chair.
President Parrish.
Chairman Tuck, I make a motion to move the House Bill version 30-LS-0094/A, as amended, from committee with individual recommendations and attached to zero fiscal note.
Any objections? Hearing and seeing no objections, House Bill 4 will be moved as amended with zero fiscal note to the next committee. Congratulations. Real quick, we will be having our next meeting not until Tuesday, February 21st at 1 o'clock. We don't have anything on the calendar for this coming Thursday, but I want to thank everybody for your participation and for being alert and ready for when we have to start a little bit late. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. And with that, we are adjourned at 1:48 p.m.